The last time I interviewed Dave Stearin, the governor hadn't shown for a joint chamber meeting, and so his surrogate was Dave Stearin. And so I interviewed him after that, and then shortly after that, COVID hit.
Yeah.
And so I'm
is
a little
correlation
concerned.
Correlation or causation?
I, if it's a causation,
I took my vitamin C this morning, so
maybe we should
I'm fine.
Edit this.
Could be.
Okay?
Could be. It might not age well.
Okay. And now you've gone through several jobs. You were a spokesperson for the governor in his office. And now you're with Ada.
Yes.
And after having been here 50 years and seen Ada when it first started, I now know less after listening to your presentation than
that
I
thought.
That
was my goal. My goal was clearly to confuse the audience here at the Joint Chamber Luncheon. I think I succeeded. I came in second behind the pork loin, which was delicious. And the garlic potatoes, mashed potatoes were quite a delight as well. But yeah, we have an image problem. I've argued that people think all we deal in are gigantic roads and big multi-million dollar projects where
Alaska LNG, backbone, yes. Financing, come on, build us a pipeline.
Well, that's only $50 million. So that's not even like our biggest investment. And that's only $50 million if the partners of AGDC don't go forward with the project. We're sort of our
like for backup?
For all of the hype of our role, in essence, we're just making sure that the partners that AGDC is working with have some sense of certainty if they get into this and they don't go forward. So yeah, backstop. Yeah, we're very unflashy in our role. We're not rolling steel. We're not even financing the company that's going to mine the ore to make the steel to make the pipeline. We're just helping offset any potential loss that the partners of AGDC may have.
But you are a state agency.
Yes, we are. Pseudo-state, okay. Yes.
Funded with tax or royalty revenue dollars?
No, we are self-funded. The money that we have is
where did your money come from originally?
I think there was initial seed money in 1957 when we were founded.
From the state or
from the feds? State. I believe it's from the state. So from that time forward, our investments, unless there's been specific dollar amounts allocated from the legislature for us for a specific project, all of our investments come from our own assets. All of our payroll comes out of our own assets.
Well, that was before the pipeline ever even started making oil, if it's back in the 50s.
Yes.
So you've been around since then.
Yeah, prior to the pipeline.
Yeah, and some of the projects that you've done since then.
Well, we have the DeLong Mountain Transportation System, which is a very government-y title for the Red Dog Export Mine Road. So the Red Dog Mine has a road 50 miles or so that goes towards a port where they export the ore. We own the road and the export facility, and so we charge Teck a toll for every truck that passes on that road to the port and back. And that has been a constant stream of revenue for well over 25 years, and as that as the mine moves into its next stage, which would be an underground mine, we're hoping that the deposits are such that it continues in the region for another 20-25 years when you and I will both be retired.
Now, one thing that I learned today that you said is that it's not just these mega projects that we model Ada with, but that you can actually be a small business loan person. If I have an idea, an entrepreneur,
yes.
Since COVID, we have so much small business people wanting
yes.
to launch out, that if I've got a good idea, you might be able to help finance that?
Yeah, either we finance it or we have partners in Department of Commerce, like the Small Business Association and others, that we can help steer you towards. What we don't want to be seen as they can't help. They don't have any products, loan products that could help my plan or my idea. We at least like to be asked, right? You don't want to presume that she doesn't want to go to the dance with you. You got to ask her to go to the dance. Maybe she says yes. Maybe she says no. Maybe she has a friend that she'll hook you up with to go to the dance with. And that's what we at Ada would like is, you know, find out more about what we have. And if you have any questions, ask us, and maybe we can work on a deal. Maybe we can partner with you and some other investors, or maybe there's a different program that would be best suited for what your finance needs are.
Now, Dave, before you went to the governor's office, you were a talk show host.
Yes.
And from the talk show host to the governor's office, that makes sense because you need good PR in politics. But now to be head of something that it's kind of like a bank in finance. Have you got a background in that?
So I've got, weirdly, I've got 15, 16 years in international aviation in which I was business development. So my role in Ada is business development. I don't sell cargo routes. I don't sell widgets. I sell Ada's money, for all intents and purposes, right? Our loan products, our ability to finance or take an equity stake in what you're trying to develop. And, you know, frankly, based on many of the good questions that were asked by the audience today, there's still a gigantic who factor of who is Ada. And we're trying to aggressively combat that. It's one thing to either like us or not like us, but to not know who the heck we are when we have nearly $1.7 billion in assets all throughout the state, we have some work to do to make us at least liked more or disliked more, but at least known a whole lot more.
I think I'll have to step up to the front of the line, Dave. Dave Stirin is with the Alaska Industrial Development Association. Export Authority.
Oh, yeah, it's exhausting. We can't rebrand it because our name is in law. I wish we could rebrand it, but we can't. Probably wind up being like New Coke. Be a bad idea to rebrand it.
Merle Sikorski with Dave Stirin returning you to that well-exported sound of KSRM.